This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Your colleague, Democratic colleague on the Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, said this earlier this week of Trump's foreign policy. In Beijing, Moscow, Tehran, they are recalibrating their strategies. You can't deny it because they don't have any idea of how Trump will respond. That might be great in the short term, but it's not really a long-term strategy for asserting leadership in a world desperate for American leadership. Do you find anything to disagree with Senator Warner on that?
Well, I disagree in the sense that I guess from that statement it implies there isn't going to be a long-term strategy. And I know that there is, and they're working on it, and they have great people working on it. The National Security Council is going back to its appropriate role, which is like an internal think tank that designs big strategic objectives. Just Friday alone, I was had a conversation with folks over at the National Security Council about the Western Hemisphere and their strategy towards it. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of debates in American policies over politics over the last few years about tactics. I think what's important to understand is you have to have a strategy, and then the tactics should be driven by the strategy. And I know they're working through it, and I do not anticipate that a year from now you're going to be able to say the same thing. And if we are, then that'll be obviously opportune for criticism. But I don't think that's what we're going to be.
On this reversal.
And the thing that amazes me, Scott, is that the Democrats for so long had a screwball-y strategy that put us in the mess that we're in terms of compromising our national security. Making it to a point, speaking of Marco Rubio, again, I quote him, that he said that our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us. That's what the previous administration has done. Now, Democrats, for the sake of angst, and just because they have to be against everything, because that's the way politicians roll. And, of course, it to me, I guess the part of politics that I find harmful here is that it addresses the visceral part of our humanity, the contentiousness of our humanity, the disagreeableness of our humanity. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the clip that we played in the first hour, you know, it talked about how in 2006, none of these people had any issue with building a wall.
Yes.
They were all for it. Right. Obama voted yes. Hillary voted yes. So Schumer voted yes. I mean, and these are the people right now that are adamantly against it. And
I don't know how they live with themselves, because how do you 1 year say one thing and another year say another thing, and here it is, you've got a president like Donald Trump, who, because he's a business guy, you appeal to his business acumen and understanding. And you find a way to come alongside this president, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, to say, okay, here, we've got to do that. We've got to work together. I mean, this is the thing. I think that the people's voices need to be heard. And if you want to wonder what to do with your 5 minutes, even if it's a day or a week or whatever, as I keep talking about Jenny Beth Martin, I just so appreciate what she has put out there in terms of an objective for we the people. You've got to engage our government. You've got to be civilly responsible. Civically responsible, you know, so that we can do something to get this country back on track, and tell your senator, your congressman, to quit being disagreeable just to be disagreeable. I understand, be disagreeable for a point, but just to say no, to say no, to be an obstructionist and not move this country along, and to have us solve some problems here. We got the wherewithal. The money is there. The intelligence is there. But boy, it's just like we're stuck on stupid here, as they've been saying. And I hate that word. I really do. But I don't know what else to call it, because it's not that you're ignorant. You're just being willfully stupid.
Well, I think the biggest problem is that they don't get called out by their base for it. They don't get called out for the hypocrisy, and this is a known hypocrisy.
Well, their base isn't going to call out, because it gives room for their base to go out there and say the same silly stuff, you know?
Well, that's your problem right there. It's that your average person isn't being critical. They're seeing a name and they're immediately against it.
Well, I'll tell you what, to our peril, our own peril, and what a waste of time. We wasted already, arguably, 8 years previously. We're going to add another four on top of that because of obstructionism.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And that's the same email you need to have if you want to go out and take a picture of our electronic billboard there on Times Square on 42nd Street in New York. It is absolutely lovely. Do that. Send it to us. Hey, we've got stuff to give away, T-shirts and even some cold cash we're going to give away as well. So just for sending us a picture, we're going to post on our website as well and going to have a lot of fun. Hey, don't forget, today, by the way, is Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day. We've been praying Psalm 91 for Armenians in the ancient Mesopotamia area of the Middle East, and we will continue to dedicate and encourage everyone to continue to pray that for the for the soldiers who are fighting for that land, that area that has just been absolutely wiped out. I think at one point we had something like 1.4 million Armenians there in the Nineveh province. They were starting to thrive, home ownership again. ISIS comes in, clears them out, been reduced to maybe a couple of 100,000 people is all. This is why it's important that we seek the one who knows, and pray Psalm 91. Dan Perkins is with us, master storyteller, author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, which if you've read the series, I'm telling you, you go, what crystal ball was he looking into when he wrote this series? Centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the USA, a nationally recognized expert on radical Islam, and contributor to DailySurge.com, ClashDaily.com, DailySurge.com, TheHeel.com. Yeah, you just contribute to all the .coms, don't you? You're just equal opportunity.
I actually contribute for 2-7, Bill.
Seven. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good number. That's a good number to contribute to. Well, this is what happens. Your insight is so welcomed, and this is why we're so honored whenever we have you on the show to talk about what's going on. Of course, the focus is across the pond. We're going to go look at France. We know what happened with the election, but, people thought that perhaps that terrorist attack, the ISIS attack on the eve of the vote, might have had more influence than it seemed to have. What do you say?
I think that as terrible as this is going to sound, Bill, when we had the first reporter beheaded
Danny Pearl? Danny Pearl?
Yeah. And how outraged the world was.
Mm-hmm.
If it were happened tomorrow, it probably wouldn't be on the news.
Yeah.
We have become accustomed to the fact that people are going to die horrible deaths at the hands of Al-Qaeda or ISIS or whoever. Mm-hmm. And we have steeled ourselves to that. So the French people have had 6 attacks, some of them very, very, as you know, very bloody attacks,
right,
and vicious attacks. But the one thing that people are not talking about, which gives me grave concern about what's not so much the impact on the election, but what is it they're trying to do? The French government knew that the Muslims, as they came over, were not going to assimilate into French culture, and they built their own. They're now called no-go zones.
I know, and yeah. You know, Dan, I brought that up to a journalist there in Paris and talked to her about the no-go zones, and she was insulted. And I said, I'm not trying to insult you. I go, this is from your own publication you guys talk about. Well, we don't have no-go zones. I mean, it's almost like talking to somebody in Sweden, you know, that is in total denial.
So what happened is that the government, realizing that they were going to have a problem, they pushed the enclaves of the Muslim no-go zones outside the center of the city.
Mm.
And so most of the attacks didn't really come into the heart of the city. Now we have a situation where we had the train station and then this attack last week on the Champs-Élysées. Mm. And it's Paris is, I've been to that city probably more than any other city in the world, and my wife is going back very nervously in 4 weeks to Paris. But the Champs-Élysées is like 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's world renowned. It's known. It's a platform of historical significance of the Arc de Triomphe and all that stuff. And so they chose to do this attack on the heart of the history of French culture. What I'm concerned about is that more and more of these terrorists are coming from the perimeters around Paris, the countryside, and are bringing their attacks into the inner city, which they're trying to do in not so much influence the election. Tourism in Paris is a huge, huge industry.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to stop people from coming into the city,
right,
and to try and bring economic pressure on the French government to give them what they want.
And,
which is a greater say in the government,
yeah,
and what's going on.
Exactly. Well, and
it's intimidation and blackmail.
Exactly. Well, there's nothing new under the sun, right? And so what? So now here the French have the election. The election went on. It wasn't influenced like it was in Spain many years ago. Remember when that happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like the only thing. Although maybe some of the establishment might say, "Well, that cost us our position here because there's no establishment candidate represented in the votes between Le Pen and Macron."
I would go a little farther than that, Bill, and I'd say there are no elites,
yes,
represented, and that's and if you look at what's happening in the other countries, you know, it's interesting. If you look at the election that took place in the Netherlands,
mm-hmm,
the party that lost 26 seats in the government, according to the media, was the winner because the minority didn't win all of the seats. So what's clear is happening is what's happening happened in England, what's happening in the United States, is that the average people have become more and more angry at the elites and are throwing them out of office.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that all across Europe. And that's what this election, that's why there was no elites in the election, because the French people want to be French.
Yeah.
The English people want to be English, and they don't want to be Muslim.
Right,
and
exactly.
So they're rebelling against that pressure that the government, because of its political correctness, seems to want to bow to.
Well, hopefully what has already started here in America continues, and the people do not grow weary, and that they stay focused on the ball here, relevant to the elites, rather to relevant to reclaiming their rightful position as we the people and as a constitutional government. I mean, it's one thing to say, I mean, we've gone through this before under the previous administration. We wanted to let go of the anchorings and say, okay, I've got a new America for you. Okay, but nobody asked, what is that new America you're talking about?
Right. And then when they saw it, they said, oh, my God, I don't want this.
Yeah. So it was like a good observation, wrong conclusion. So now what are we going to do, right?
Right. We'll take our country back.
Amen. This is Bill Martinez. We're visiting with Dan Perkins. Dan, of course, the author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy that is available at all the usual places. Right, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Nationally recognized expert on radical Islam, Dan Perkins is with us. We've got more from Dan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, given the choice, why not? I'll tell you, freedom is the ultimate, ladies and gentlemen. What I have realized in my lifetime, of all the things, that is the highest calling, that we would be free. Free to be all that is within our own human potential, you know, those dreams that we get in the middle of the night. This is why I so enjoyed having some time with Steve Case, the founder of AOL. We talked about his new book, The Third Wave. Dan, you'd appreciated this. Steve is just, you know, he is such a blessing to be around. and to hear him talk about the human potential and what he's trying to do and unleashing it and making it available across the board to people that are willing to step up and go for it, especially in light of this, as he calls it, the third wave that is about to hit our country, which is, the Internet of everything, the way it's opened up and what is available, to these young kids and the rest of our fellow travelers in this human journey that we're in,
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that what we suffered through, and I think it's suffered is the right word, Bill. What we suffered over the last 8 years is a government led by individuals who believe that America was not an exceptional nation and its people were not exceptional people.
Right.
And I still have tremendous problem with that preposition, because I look at what this young nation, and we are on a relative basis, we're coming up on 250 years in a while, in a few years, compared to nations that have been around thousands of years. We are an exceptional people, and we have saved the world twice in two world wars. We have created this whole internet structure that you just talked about with Case, and so. That exceptionalism was purposely put down and stifled during the last 8 years of the Obama administration. And so much so, Bill, that I don't think you and I have talked about this. My partner and I have created a new radio show called Recalculating for Small Business. Mm-hmm. We think that Mr. Trump represents a tremendous opportunity to reinvigorate our economy through the formation and growth of small business.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree with you.
Most people don't understand that out of the 18 million incorporated businesses in this country, fewer than 5,000 employ more than 50 people. In fact, almost 9 million are single employee, like you and me, entrepreneurs.
Right.
So we think that there's a whole regeneration that's going to be beginning to take place. That people are interested in becoming independent, of trying to succeed in a business, trying to use their talents and abilities to achieve more. And I think we're on the rebirth again of a great and exceptional American.
I agree with you.
Country.
I agree, Lord. And you know why, Dan? And it goes back to the very basis of what we talked about. It's about freedom. Because at the very basis of this country, it's about freedom. No other country on the planet exercises freedom to the level that we do here in America. This is what makes us exceptional. It's not about the arrogance of it. It's designed to be exceptional, because compared to everybody else, where you're beholden to the company store, you're beholden to the government, you have a chance to go out there and be all you can be, as the commercial says.
I agree, and I think that the left, the Democratic left, the politically correct socialist left, had to do everything within their power to stop that from happening, because they lose power when you get a job and you become independent, and you don't need the government to support you anymore. You don't need the Democrats.
Exactly.
And so that's why they were trying to stop this expansion. That's why we had the lowest peacetime expansion since the Second World War over the last 8 years of Barack Obama.
And Dan, so see this, Dan. I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but again, I just want to hit pause here to get people to realize the significance of what you just said right now. This is socialism. This is the Democratic Party. This is the problem. And the thing is that the Bernie Sanders people, they knew something was wrong, but they gravitated more to the very thing that they need to run away from, because that is not freedom. That is not going to allow them to dream the big dreams and to participate in this explosion of this, I say this new industrialized and revolution, but it's a technological revolution that Steve Case is talking about. And here it is, and it's like, are you at the starting line? Are you getting ready to take off and take advantage of this new frontier that we're about ready to explode into? Or are you going to sit there, look for your safe space, sucking your thumb, feeling sorry for yourself because the government didn't give you a big enough handout?
Right. You're absolutely right. And I think there are people, Bill, who desperately want a government handout.
Yes.
But I think there are a lot of people who want to, who, and I know this is going to sound harsh, who want to get out of the chains of slavery to the government for their existence. They want to have something more. They want to do something better. Mm-hmm. And I think that the idea that we're going to create jobs, and we are creating jobs, and we're building infrastructure for businesses, is just the beginning, Bill. I mean, we haven't even hit 100 days.
Yes.
That'll be this Saturday. And look what he's already accomplished in terms of building new plants and factories and beginning to hire people. You know, and I just think it's going to be an exciting time, regardless of how, you know, Bill, I think there are people that are our age, and I'm probably older than you, in my mid 70s, but I think there are even seniors who are looking at an opportunity to say, gee, I wonder if there's something that I can do that not only can I make more money, but I can have a more satisfying life.
Oh, I'll guarantee you. Because more than anything else, Dan, you know what? It's about being productive. That's at the very heart and soul of God's creation, is go out there. God said, be fruitful and multiply. That is ingrained in our DNA, to go out and be productive. People have to really fight themselves to sit there and say, okay, I'm going to sit back and let the government take care of me. I mean, there's something within your inner self that keeps you up at night and will not allow you to be fulfilled and happy. If you are counting on somebody else, you've got to go out and be productive. That's at the absolute foundation and core of happiness and fulfillment.
Yeah. I have people tell me, because I do so many different things, when am I going to retire? And I say, I am in a space where I can do whatever I want to do for as long as I want to do. Mm-hmm. And as long as I can do it, as long as I can be happy, why should I ever give it up?
Exactly. And this is why you and I, this is why you and I are joined at the hip, because you and I think exactly the same thing. I mean, we're having the time of our lives. I mean, I'm working harder than I've ever worked in my entire life, Dan Perkins, but I'm having more fun. And it's not like it's work, actually, you know, I'm just having a good time.
My wife said to me, we were talking on the porch Saturday, and we were talking about a friend of ours who's got dementia. And I said to her, I said, do you think I'll get dementia? She said, no, first of all, you don't have time for it. And second of all, you use your brain more now than you ever did in your life. And the more you use it, the better chance you have of avoiding dementia.
Exactly.
And I think there's some truth to that, you know, and I think that with what you do and what I do, and your partnership with me in terms of songs and stories, I mean, I don't know for sure. I know I've met you and we've talked a lot. Songs and Stories changed my life, had a profound impact on my life and what I feel I have to do.
Exactly.
And your commitment tells me that it's had some kind of an impact on your life too.
Oh, without a doubt. And remind everybody, because I wanted to have some time to talk about Songs and Stories for Soldiers and what we're doing and what we're working on together in terms of helping vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. We got 22 vets per day, right? Committing suicide.
Right, and it is. So they can go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, and they can get my books at Amazon, and they can go to my website, danperkins.guru, and read all the stuff that I'm writing for all the blogs.
Well, Dan Perkins,
as always, thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you with us. I was going to say, Dan Perkins, Dan, of course, the author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, nationally recognized expert on radical Islam and contributor to 7.com.
Looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, by the way, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Father William Folco is with us. I'll tell you... Blessed opportunity. He is at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. If you've ever been on a campus, I don't know, Father Folco, how you can wake up every day and you look out over the horizon, over the Pacific coastline there, overlooking this gorgeous campus. I think anybody that walks those grounds and doesn't have a connection with God needs therapy. I don't know how you're not, you know.
It is a stunning campus, and it's not only the mornings of waking up, it's the sunsets are just stunning.
Yeah, I bet. I've only been there, I guess, mainly for the mornings. I guess next time I go to Southern California, I'm going to take you up. I've got to, because, yes, I can imagine the sunsets are spectacular.
Be my guest.
Yes. I will. Hey, I'll bring coffee. We'll sit down there. We'll thank God for the end of a day together and enjoy a moment there. Wow, how spectacular. A little background here on Father Folco. He's Jesuit priest and National Endowment for the Humanities Professor of Ancient Mediterranean Studies at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. In fact, today is one of those special days that we look at, Father Folco, in terms of Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, which I'm sure you'd have a comment or two about.
Yes, I'm in Jerusalem every year now. For 50 years, I've been going back and forth to Jerusalem. Wow. And I always stop in the Armenian Quarter, which is the major presence in the Near East of Armenians who survived the tragedies. It's a very moving experience because their quarter, the various places where you can go, they have a small museum there. Have many photographs and the history of the genocide, really a frightening specter.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here it is, in a sense, there's a modern-day genocide that's been taking place there in what is regarded as ancient Mesopotamia, there in the Nineveh province, where, in fact, we did a TV marathon to raise funds to benefit them. And out of it also, we daily pray Psalm 91 for the persecuted Armenians and Christians there in the Nineveh province, which not that long ago, had probably over 1.5 million people, now under 200,000. The devastation has taken place. A small ragtag army is withstanding ISIS there, fighting the good fight. Most incredible. So, yes, we look back and remember the Armenian genocide, but lest we forget, there is one taking place even today.
There is indeed. You know, as a Jesuit, I'm particularly sensitive to our Jesuit presence in the Near East. In Aleppo, one of our Jesuit houses was St. Vartan's, and it was for Armenian Christians. Mm-hmm. And no one quite knows what the situation is there now. I mean, Aleppo was just devastated.
Yes.
And but the Armenian, people don't think of an Armenian community in Syria, but around the Aleppo area, it was quite large.
Exactly. Well, and here we talk about the war on Christianity here in the United States, but clearly there is a war on Christianity in the Middle East, even in Iraq. At one point, what, 12% of Iraq was Christian, now less than 1% maybe, huh?
Yes, I'm going back to Cairo in a few weeks. Wow. And we have a large Jesuit residence in Cairo and in Minya and in Alexandria. And, of course, Christian churches have been bombed in the last couple of weeks, with enormous loss of life.
Yes.
There is a concerted drive amongst the ISIS or ISIS friends in mm-hmm. Egypt to push Christians out of Egypt. And, of course, Christians have been there since the end of the first or end of the second century. And in Egypt, 10% of the population as well.
Well, what an incredible opportunity for you to be able to do the travel. Do you need somebody to carry your suitcases or anything like that?
I do go back and forth constantly to the Near East, and
especially going to Israel. I had a chance to go to Israel in January year before, and it was a tremendous experience, and to see it for myself, you know, exactly what is happening in Israel. Sadly, we didn't have an opportunity. There's no go zones in Israel. People might be surprised to hear we weren't allowed to go into Bethlehem, of all places, because of the terrorist attacks that were taking place.
Yeah, you never quite know what's going to happen. And the same is true of Egypt. Is, for example, I used to bring my students to Egypt, and we go across the Sinai. You could take a bus from Cairo to Tel Aviv or Cairo to Jerusalem. Now you couldn't possibly get into the Sinai. It's just simply too dangerous. And there were Christian communities in El Arish on the northern coast of the Sinai, and recently they fled for their lives because they were being attacked by, again, ISIS affiliates. And of course, the Sinai situation is more complicated than just ISIS. There are all sorts of other things going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, it's certainly not like it was 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Well, here you are, born and raised in Southern California, and you're all over the world now, Father Folco. God had some great plans for you, huh?
I mean, well, I don't know about that. it's getting harder. I turned 81 this year. I don't feel 81.
Well, you don't sound 81.
Why, thank you. But I do a lot of traveling. That's one of the beauties of archaeology, is you have an excuse to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And going to the Near East is roughly halfway around the world, so I can go in either direction, either east or west, to end up where I want to go.
Mm-hmm. So you're the Catholic priest Indiana Jones? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, that's kind of a joke around here.
I picked up on that all of a sudden. So they all have fun with you. But let's talk about the movie The Passion of the Christ. You talk about opportunities. How did you get that gig?
Well, it was very funny the way it came about. Is it? Mel Gibson's office, strangely enough, is just down the road on Lincoln Boulevard here in Los Angeles, maybe a 10-minute drive by Los Angeles standards.
So what, you invited him up for a sunset, did you, huh?
I should have.
Yes.
Actually, he's been here for that. But, he wanted somebody to work just with Aramaic. He figured to get somebody else for Latin, somebody for Aramaic, and he had the jobs divided up. He phoned Yale, and just by coincidence, I taught Aramaic at Yale. But when he phoned Yale and said he wanted Aramaic, they said, look, we don't want to get involved in this, this Hollywood business. You know, try something in California.
Father, if I can interrupt you just a second, because I want to make sure our audience is tracking directly here. Aramaic is the language that Jesus spoke, okay? So I want to make sure that people are tracking with us on this. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So he tried Yale, which is where I got my PhD, and they said, nah, we don't get involved with this Hollywood stuff. Try somebody in California. So he phoned Berkeley. Mm. Well, as a matter of fact, I taught at Berkeley for 15 years at the University of California.
Yeah.
And they said, well, the man who used to teach it up here is now down in Los Angeles at Loyola Marymount University. So I got a phone call from Icon Productions, which I had never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, look, we want somebody to do some Aramaic for us. I said, well, what is it? They said, well, we can't tell you. We want a commitment, and then we can tell you what it is.
Oh, wow.
I said, that doesn't make much sense. Yeah. They did want to keep it quite secret.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, I'm going to Jerusalem next week. When I get back, maybe we can talk about it. They said, fine. So I was sitting there in Jerusalem at my desk, and I got a call, which is unusual for when I'm there.
Yes.
And they said, hey, Padre, this is Mel. I said, Mel who? I never could have guessed it'd be Mel Gibson.
Right.
And he said, I'm Icon Productions. And then he told me what the project was, and I couldn't resist.
That's funny. Hey, Padre. Oh, bless his heart. Of course, Mel is a Catholic, so we know. And like most of us Catholics, we are grateful to God's grace. And certainly running into Father William Folco, I'm sure, was a real blessing for Mel Gibson as well. But I want to talk a little bit more about your experience, the Passion of the Christ, which for many is an annual event around Easter time to revisit. What a powerful movie. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation continues with Father William Folco on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking the Passion of the Christ. Father William Folco is with us. Just a recount, Passion of the Christ, also referred to as The Passion, is a 2004 American biblical drama film directed by Mel Gibson, written by Gibson and Benedict Fitzgerald. Starring Jim Caviezel as Jesus Christ, depicts the Passion of Christ largely according to the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Draws on pious accounts according to Wikipedia, such as the Friday of Sorrows, along with other devotional writings such as the reputed Marian apparitions attributed to Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich. The film primarily covers the final 12 hours of Jesus' life, beginning with the agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, the insomnia and grievance of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and ending with a brief depiction of Christ's resurrection. And Father Folco was telling us about a phone call while he is overseas. He gets from Mel Gibson, because initially he's told they want to use him to they want to use his Aramaic background in a movie that they didn't want to tell him what's about. But then he gets a call of all overseas. You were in Jerusalem, right? Was when you got the call from Mel Gibson?
I was. I was in Jerusalem, and it was quite a surprise because I had no idea what he was up to or what that there was going to be this film. And Mel certainly got more than he bargained for, because I ended up doing the Latin and occasionally Hebrew, and I think we might have had a few words of Greek in there as well. And I started working at the very beginning with the script. Ben Fitzgerald, Mel, and I met in Italy to go over the script and to look at the possible places of doing the filming. It was funny, you know, I have sitting in front of me a Coke can from that period. And it was the time the soccer finals were in, FIFA was in Korea.
Yes.
And Italy was very involved with that. And across the Coke can is the commercial. It said in Italian, "Scatena la passione e vinci," embrace the passion and conquer. And of course, they were talking about soccer.
Yeah. But
we took that as a word from God to go ahead with this movie. You know,
wow.
But I did the Aramaic, which was quite daring on Mel's part. I had to reconstruct it because we don't know quite what first century Aramaic would have been like. We know what it was like earlier. We know what it was like later. So it was, I found it great fun to reconstruct it. I love linguistics.
Mm-hmm.
The Latin was no problem. I know Latin.
Mm-hmm.
And then I coached all the actors. And interestingly enough, the actors had an easier time with the Aramaic than they did with the Latin. And most of them were Italian. So
wow. Mm-hmm.
I think they took it for granted that they would know the Latin very well because of their Italian background, but that wasn't true. The Aramaic they worked harder on.
You know, I was watching again because for me it's an annual event to watch the Passion around Easter, and watching Jim Caviezel speaking Aramaic. I mean, was there overdubbing there? I mean, it just seems very natural, you know, to let the words come out.
Yeah, it's interesting enough, you know, Jim is dyslexic, and so he has a very hard time reading English with his dyslexia, not to mention Aramaic. But I insisted that that all the characters, including Jim Caviezel, had not only to say the Aramaic, but they had to know exactly what it meant word for word so they could give it the proper emphasis.
Right.
So the arrangement I had with Jim, he said that if you read it to me or tell me the line 10 times, I will have it memorized. And so that's what we did. So we didn't use the written script. We did it orally.
Yeah.
And it's quite incredible how he managed that.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds so natural. Well, and I can appreciate people having a hard time with Latin, you know, being a former altar boy father. I mean, I had my challenges with Latin. But, of course, through repetition, you get it down. But when I took my first Latin class in high school, when I had to really get serious about it, that was something else, because all of a sudden you got all this sentence structure that comes into play, and it doesn't follow the natural form of the English language in terms of sentence structure.
And Aramaic much more so.
Right.
So what I did was in the script was I gave the Aramaic, then underneath it I translated word for word in the Aramaic word order. And then said, here's exactly what it means.
Right.
So I wanted the actors to be able to understand at least basically the grammar of what they were saying, because the grammar is simply not a European language. It's very, very different. So it was quite a challenge, but I was delighted with what the actors were able to do.
Well, so were you on the set throughout the filming of the entire movie, or how involved?
I was.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, no, I was. I had to coach all the actors. And frequently, Mel would stop and say, we don't have any line here. We should have something.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, give us something, because we're filming. So I'd have to come up with Aramaic off the top of my head, or Latin. Some things we did in post-production.
Mm-hmm.
But I was frequently supplying things, and sometimes with a little humor.
Mm-hmm.
There's one scene in which early in the film, where the elders of the people come into the room, and there's a beat there. There's a period where nobody says anything. And Mel says, they have to say something. And I said, okay. Well, what I put into the subtitle was the high priest says, take care of the business. What I actually put in Aramaic was, go pick up my laundry. So
so you have little hidden symbolisms throughout the movie. Now this is going to start a whole nother subculture of the Passion of the Christ, you know, kind of like the Beatles backmasking Paul is dead. Now they're going to start looking for these little incongruities that you've laced throughout this incredibly successful movie.
There are three or four of them.
Are there really?
Yes, of our hidden little secrets.
Well,
but that's one of them.
That's okay. So now everybody's going to be a search on that, Father. You know what you've just done. Here is this movie that grosses $612 million during its theatrical release, remains the highest grossing. People are going to be, you know, some people, because it's been around for so long, have forgotten the rating on the film. It was R rated.
That's right. Largely because of the violence in the, especially the whipping.
The scourging. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it goes on and on. What's about 20 minutes of scourging? I mean, you know.
It was just far too long, and Mel himself came to see that. And so he removed part of it. I think in the so-called final version of it that's available on disc, it's a little shorter, but not short enough. We had many discussions throughout the filming. Because I was also the theological consultant.
Yeah.
And we would disagree on some things. He won most of them. I won a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
That was one where I lost.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit much.
Right. Well, I can tell you, every time that I see it in a public area, people are in tears. And maybe that's what it should do. It should give you that sense of connection with the Christ with what he did for us in these beatings. I'm sure Jim Caviezel probably would have said, "I could have, I would have been happier with a smaller scene," because he did relate that on several occasions the scourging did hit the unprotected area of his body.
Oh yeah, once it was horrendous. He was just you could see a chunk of flesh just flying.
Oh.
You know, but Mel's reaction was very interesting. I think he's got a point. Is that we did a director's cut with quite an array of critics, and someone said it's too much. It's just too much. And Mel's reaction was that's exactly the point. It was too much.
Exactly.
And so he's got a real point there. And when the film first came out, I would visit local theaters and just sit in the back and watch people's reactions. And people who had bought popcorn or something never ate it during the film. It just got pushed aside because it seemed irreverent. And when the film was over, there was that silence. Silence for 3, 4, 5 minutes. People just sat there and did not move in silence.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I can't argue, I mean, by saying it was too violent. It registered, you know, the way Mel thought it would. And I like the Pope's comment when he said, "It is as it was." That was John Paul II.
Exactly. Well, this is one of those movies. You could interview 100 people, Father, and you'd get 100 different takeaways. It is so personal and profound that everybody takes away something personal, whether, you know, there was some controversy they were looking into in terms of how it subliminally promoted anti-Semitism and that sort of thing. You know, again, you know, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and there are many beholders of this movie, as widespread, and the impact that this movie has to this day. Well, and to think, you know, yourself, I mean, that God would choose you to be a part of it.
Well, you know, we all had a spiritual experience during the filming.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crisis for all of us. We had to face the reality of the Passion. Mm-hmm. It became such a personal matter for all of us that it wasn't just filming anymore. We were so deeply involved with the reality itself that some people had to quit. They said and not because of religious reasons, it became just too emotional for them. There were conversions. My goodness, we're filming in Italy. We had many Catholics coming to confession for the first time in generations. You know,
So here you are. You're writing script, Aramaic on the fly, and a confession on the side every once in a while, right?
Well, I said mass every morning for Mel and for Jim Caviezel, and.
Yes.
I became the chaplain for the
movie
as well.
Oh, wow. Father Folco, what an honor to have you on, and I wish we had more time to talk about the Passion of the Christ and the spiritual experiences, but you've given us a renewal of passion, you know, for the movie. So thank you so much for being with us. Father William Folco on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired.